Blog Talk Radio.
September 3rd, 2012. I'm your host, Tom Riddell, and a brief intro to today's show. We are over at Earth Angels Coffee Shop in River Falls, Wisconsin, and we're going to be re-meeting up with author Rochelle Haruska. And she has a book that is out, and she will be talking about that. The name of the book is The Truth About Me, and we will have her on shortly to chat with her. Robin has taken a much-needed break on this Labor Day, and hopefully you'll be hearing from her shortly as she calls in on the phone. And Robin, if you're out there, call in anytime. The Writer's Lounge blog can be found over at tomriddell.com/blog, and if you're in the Blog Talk Radio site, you can go and find us there on Facebook also by clicking the link. You can contact us, of course, at our email, which is twl11@yahoo.com. And also, I have to do a promotion here for Magic Pen Web Design. It offers its clients a simple, effective, and affordable approach to website design development. Magic Pen Web Design promises that your website will be simple in content and easy to navigate, while also delivering an effective, eye-popping design that will attract an interest to the books you write, along with the other products or services that you offer. Magic Pen Web Design will also promise to work with you and to explore an option package that will be the most affordable to you. And go on over to the Magic Pen Web Design site and fill out the free estimate form over there, and we'll work with you and get you set up with a good site. Caller instructions for today, you can give us a call at 626-213-5613 or toll free 877-878-1436, and feel free to call anytime. We have you up on the switchboard here, and we'll get you in so you can have a chat with Rochelle and myself. And with that, I think that we're ready to bring in the guest today, and that's Rochelle Haruska. How are you doing, Rochelle?
Good. Hello, Tom.
And this is your second time on the Writer's Lounge, and we've gotten some really good responses from you the first time. I think we had over 1,300 listeners.
That was great.
For you. So hopefully that relates to book sales.
Hopefully.
And we'll find out soon. And that's
we'll find
what,
out.
That's
yep.
what you really need right now, and that's why we're here today. And we're here to work with you to save this wonderful coffee house that you have here. And I should probably tell you a little bit more about what Rochelle's doing here. And first of all, I want to mention the Writer's Lounge reaches first anniversary on August 22nd, and it's time for this show host and blogger to thank everyone for your kindness and support over the last year. It's been an awesome ride. It's also time to reflect on some of the wonderful friendships that I have gained through the past year. To the 29 authors of the Writer's Lounge, you have touched me with a wealth of brilliant tales, which your books have brought. And more importantly, I have heard some amazing, inspirational, heartwarming stories that reside behind your written words. Yes, there are some truly wonderful people out there who have touched us with their stories, both within the written word and outside of their books, and in the friendships that they have offered me. One of those amazing authors, and a dear friend, of course, here today, is Rochelle Rose Haruska. In 1999, Rochelle battled and overcame a brain disorder that stole many years from her life, going all the way back to her childhood. And you can read the review from her book over on my blog, The Angel Within Me, on the Writer's Lounge blog over there at timeradell.com/blog. After facing down her adversity in 1999, she grew from that period of her life and focused her energies on helping others who might be faced with the same brain disorder that she conquered. Not being one to reach out with just words, hugs, and a smile, Rochelle opened up a coffee shop right here in River Falls, Wisconsin, called, of course, Earth Angels Coffee House. It is here, over the last several years, that Rochelle has offered free hugs, music, coffee, and a whole lot what the world needs more of, and that's love. It is here, the coffee house, where a whole community went for comfort on a cold winter's day, a cup of coffee to warm the hands, a friendly conversation. Healing circles and music were also offered to the people of their community and beyond. It has also been a place to gather for comfort when tragedy strikes. As is experienced in many small towns in America, River Falls has certainly seen its share of tragedy. Now, because of some financial troubles, of course, Earth Angels Coffee House is in danger of closing its doors forever. We are asking for your help from our community of authors, writers, and readers, and others to keep the doors of Earth Angels open, and let's give the people of River Falls the gift of place and the gift of love that Rochelle has been so generous to give over the years. And you can go and buy her book. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio site, go to the right-hand side of the page, and if you scroll down, you'll see the book highlighted for a link, and that's The Truth About Me, and it'll take you right to the site over at lulu.com where you can purchase her book. She would very much appreciate that and would help her out immensely. If you happen to do that and you're listening to the show, please once again give us a call at 626-213-5613 and toll free at 877-878-1436. And I just have to mention here, Rochelle, that you did publish the book earlier, which is The Angel Within Me, and you revised it.
Yes.
And now it is under a different name, which is The Truth About Me. So I want to clear up any confusion that anybody out there might have regarding that situation. Okay, Rochelle.
Yes.
Are you able to read again?
Sure.
All right. Read
yes,
us.
I will. I'm going to kind of read the prologue.
Can you, excuse me, let me just move the mic up a little bit because I don't know how well that's picking up.
Okay.
Not too
Hopefully
close.
That's...
You can back off a little bit. I just had to move it up a little bit. There you go. You're
okay.
All set.
Okay. This is The Truth About Me. This is kind of the beginning. And like you mentioned, I originally published the book in 2000 under the title The Angel Within Me. And at that point, there were some things I wasn't really ready to reveal in my story, and through my years of healing, I've been able to put those things in the book and kind of put it out there for other people,
yep.
Move on,
yep.
Heal from it.
Exactly.
So that's what the change is in The Truth About Me. So the beginning of the book starts with a little prologue. It goes, I was raised to believe a lie about myself, life, God, and the world. The funny thing is, they called it the truth. The truth will set you free, they said, yet I felt imprisoned. I was raised by Jehovah's Witnesses. I knew nothing else. In early adolescence, I began to question all of the false teachings they taught. I ran away from home and spent many confusing years in trauma. Through it all, I battled an invisible illness which no one knew about. After years of questioning all the lies I had been taught, I realized they were right about one thing. The truth did finally set me free. Only it was not the truth they talked of. It was the truth about me. And that's kind of how it begins. And then I go into my story after that.
Okay. And I got some questions for you here. In your book, The Truth About Me, it is a revised edition, as we said. The Angel Within Me, what prompted you to add these parts of your life to the story? What was it that triggered that?
Well, the biggest trigger was last summer, I'd written a poem called The Truth About Me, and I can read that too in a little bit. But
we actually have a song that we can play later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was also turned into a song. And I wrote that last summer when I was going through a battle with bulimia, and I've not shared with anyone at that point in time that I had battled this since I was about 14. And I was struggling with it pretty severely last summer, and I ended up finally opening up and talking to people about it and really let go of the shame behind that.
Right.
And digging a little deeper in my healing, the years I spent running as a runaway, some of the things that went on there, I did a lot of healing on that and decided it was time to put it out there and just write it and release all the shame. And so that's what the added portion of the book is. I go into some detail about my runaway years.
Imagine that was kind of difficult to actually get out down on paper. Was it a process that caused you a lot of emotion?
It did. I did some reliving of it. And I think at that point I was strong enough to be able to relive it and heal rather than go into trauma. So that was really good for me.
As writers that are out there that are working on memoirs, for instance, like myself, it's very difficult sometimes, but sometimes very shocking to actually put yourself back in a place and start recalling all the things that you thought you forgot. So it can be very traumatic, but it can be very rewarding in the end when all of this comes to light and you actually get it out into book.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. You talk about, you know, being a runaway in your middle teen years without revealing too much of the story in your book. Can you tell us a little bit about those times? What advice would you give to teens today who are thinking about leaving home?
I would say definitely find another alternative, find another outlet and somebody that you can trust to talk to. The streets are not the place to go, definitely. You're very vulnerable, especially girls being on the street. You're very vulnerable and it's not a good place to be.
Yeah, I happened to be reading a little bit about your story, and I was caught by the part where you were looking for a place to sleep, and you decided that you may sleep in a car, an abandoned car, to get yourself off the street. And I think that a lot of people out there don't really realize what it's like when you're actually in that position where you feel you have no place to go and you feel that the only option you have is to sleep in the back seat of an abandoned car.
Yeah, there were many nights where I was very grateful to find an abandoned car.
Yeah.
And excited. Oh, I have somewhere to sleep tonight.
At least it has comfortable seats where you're not
camping. And you're hidden from some of the vultures out there.
Yeah, and I see a lot of homeless people down in the streets of Minneapolis when I go to work. And at night, and they're carrying signs, a lot of them are, and I try on occasion to put myself in that position, and I have been in that position, so I know a little bit about what they're going through, but probably not to the extent that some of them are in, because I actually had a roof over my head and a place to go. People like yourself and some of the other people that are out there don't. So, and I do thank you so much for working with the teens. I know there's a project that you're working on, and we'll talk about that shortly. And now, obviously, you're a very spiritual person. How do you connect yourself to the world and the people around you? What is the greatest lesson that you've learned since you were in those struggling teen years when you're on the street?
I think the most important lesson, truth that I learned is how healing love can be and how important it is to love people with unconditioned and without judgment and with compassion. And I think that's the key to life, basically.
So from those struggles, you learned about love.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I mean, what more could you ask?
Yeah.
And, of course, we're here today, a very sunny day. We've got chili cooking over here that I can smell.
Yep.
And we're going to have entertainment tonight at 6 o'clock from, 6 to 8?
6 to 8. We have the Anonymous Angels playing.
Okay, that's cool. And a little bit more about the coffee house. It's a direct result of your overcoming your struggles with the brain disorder that you endured through your life. Now, how did you make it happen? If you could, just take us back from the initial thoughts of how you wanted this place to be and tell us about the human interactions that you've had through the years. Of course, not all of the human interactions, because I'm sure you had several, but just in general, what it meant to you from the beginning.
I think the inspiration, the Earth Angels, I actually started working under that name quite a while ago doing healing work, and To me, an earth angel is someone who uplifts others and spreads love. So the coffee house was just a really great venue and place to be able to reach a lot of people through music and healing circles and just the little writings we have on the wall, little inspirational messages, and a place people can come in and be loved, because when people come in here, we're very good to them. We're good to everyone who comes in here. We treat them like family, and it's just a great place.
Now, you were telling me earlier, I caught up on it, is that this wasn't the original Earth Angels. Originally opened up in another location.
Yep. Actually, 4 years ago today, I opened Earth Angels for the first time over on Elm Street here, and at that point, I did not have coffee.
Okay.
What
did you call it? Just Earth Angels?
It was Earth Angels Gifts, and we sold herbal tea and bulk herbs and a lot of homemade soaps and a lot of organic products and things like that. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I wanted to open the coffee house, but wasn't able to, and so I just wanted to start something on a small scale just to get it going. And within a year, I was able to purchase this house that I'm in and expand into the coffee house and the music venue.
How difficult is it to, like, maybe set up a license? I know a lot of people out there are thinking about doing something like you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Is it difficult to set up licenses, like with the liquor, getting a liquor license and all that?
I wouldn't say it's difficult, but, like, the food license, there's a definite process and a lot of rules. It takes perseverance. There's a lot of classes you need to go through, and I wouldn't say it's hard, but it takes some dedication, and there's a lot to do to get it up to code and have things how they want it. So
cool. Yeah, as any business today, especially when you're dealing with food and drink, I imagine it is.
Not unattainable, but it takes some drive.
Yeah. Now the human interactions, tell us about some of the people that have come here to perform and meet with you. And
I have so many wonderful people that come in here. There's probably over 100 musicians who come in and played here, and they gift their music. They play for tips and happily do performances, and just wonderful.
So where are they from? Are they from this general area, or do they come out of state?
It's mainly local musicians. We've had some from a distance, but it's mainly here in the Twin Cities area and River Falls, Hudson, Menominee.
Yeah, and the way the coffee house is laid out, folks, is that you up on the first level you have the coffee house itself, and on the lower level you have the bar and the entertainment area where the performers are. And once again, we will be playing music on this show for the first time ever. We have opening music and ending music, but now we're going to have music in between. So after our interview here with Rochelle, we will be going into some songs. And I also have to tell you that Blog Talk Radio is not set up for music per se. They don't have the right equipment to send out a good signal for a stereophonic listening, but you can get a feel of the lyrics in the song. So I do want to apologize if some of the songs don't sound quite right, but listen to the words, and that's why we're here. Because a lot of what the musicians do here is to really get into the lyrics, if I'm not mistaken. That's
exactly.
A big part of it, because it sends a message to everybody that comes here and what Rochelle's been working on all these years. Okay, now the big question is, how can people save Earth Angels Coffee House?
I'm not necessarily looking for handouts, but it would be great if people would order my book. That would help. The more book sales I have, the more I can put into this and getting back on track.
Okay. Can you once again tell us where the book is located? And once again, folks, if you need to, if you're in the Blog Talk Radio site, and I know some of you aren't, but you can go over there and click on the link. It'll take you to Rochelle's site, where she is selling the book. But Rochelle, tell us where they could go if they're not actually on the Blog Talk Radio site.
Well, there are several areas you can go online to get the book. You can go to my website, which is rochellerose.webs.com. My grandson just got here.
You got a grandson here. Yes, it's all about love.
Or they can go to lulu.com and do a search for The Truth About Me, Rochelle, by Rochelle Rose. Or on your Writer's Lounge website.
Writer's Lounge website does have a link there where it'll take you right there to the Lulu.
Yeah,
site,
and
I
think actually if you go to Google and you just Google The Truth About Me by Rochelle Rose, it'll come up.
Very good. Okay, and now we get into the musical part of it. And that's what a lot of people, I think, are probably going to be waiting for tonight. In about another hour, we're going to have a band in here. And we will have a band, once again, at 6 p.m. Can you tell us about them, Rochelle? And can you also tell us about some of the people and bands who have performed here over the years, as far as some of the names, if you can remember?
Yes. Well, the band that's performing tonight are called the Anonymous Angels, and they're very, very special to Earth Angels because they actually formed here. When they first formed their group, they used the lower level for their practices every Saturday, and were very, very dedicated with that. That's how they got their name, is because they were using Earth Angel space. My son is in that band, and he won't actually be performing with them tonight, but they are all recovering from some sort of addiction, and a lot of their music has a message of just strength and hope and the struggle they've been through. And they're kind of a mixture between rap and hip-hop, and there's some singing. It's a very fun, energetic group with a great message.
And we will be playing some of their music right near the end of our program, which will end right around 6 o'clock, so sort of a lead-up to that.
Yeah.
We'll have their music on. I think we have three tunes that are going to be played on our show for that. But now what I would like to do is play the song that sort of talks about you, and it is. It's called The Truth About Me. And can you tell us a little bit about the song itself? Who wrote it? Who sings it?
I wrote it. It was the song that I wrote last summer when I was struggling with my bulimia. And it's what prompted me to rewrite my book and revise it and add the other information. And my good friend, fiance, Joe Grillo, is a musician, and he composed the music to it, and he sings. He's the one singing in it. So.
Mm-hmm. And everybody that's out there listening, once again, I want to apologize a little bit for the sound quality if it doesn't come in quite right. But if you want, you can go over to YouTube and search for it on YouTube. I believe it's a different name over YouTube, though, isn't it? It's not The Truth About Me. It's,
I think you can find it under The Truth About Me, but it might also be under Rebirth of the Dream.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what
Rebirth
it is.
Rebirth of the Dream is an anti-bullying movement that we've started, and there's a little video on there.
And it's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good video. So have a look at that video when you get a chance over on YouTube. And now I think Rochelle's going to get ready and go do some book signings. Hopefully they're going to be coming in here. It looks like we have some people out in the front room there. And we will also be doing interviews of the people that are here. If you'd like to step up to the microphone at a later time here, we'll put you on a list and we'll get you in. And also everybody out there, once again, and I have to scroll up my new computer here. And get the numbers. You think by now I'd remember them. It's 626-213-5613 and toll free at 877-878-1436. And now let's scroll down to the bottom of the page. If I can do that.
Very nice new computer.
It is a very nice computer. There's some operator error right now, but I think we've got it. And this is The Truth About Me. Rochelle wrote it, and her fiancé sings it. And here we go, and we'll be back right after this. Thank you. Okay, well. Okay. Other song. Okay, that's the truth about me, and I hope you enjoyed that. Once again, I apologize for any.
But I know where you live, I'll walk it down.
Once again, that's the truth about me, and I'm really sorry about the audio. If you had a problem with the volume there, hopefully you have your volume turned at a level where you can actually hear it really well. The next segment here, we're going to talk a little bit about, once again, what you guys can do out there to buy Rochelle's book. Go over to Blog Talk Radio site, and on the right-hand side of the page, if you scroll down, you will find a link to her book. Just click on the link, and it'll take you to the site, and you can purchase it over there at lulu.com. Next up here is the Chris Silver Band, and they wrote a song called Hero, and they will be singing it now, and it's kind of fits the occasion today. It'll be a hero and help save Earth Angels Coffee House. So this would be Hero. And let me cue that sound up right now. We'll be right back.
I can't be bought, but you.
Okay, that was the Chris Silver Band here at Earth Angels Coffee House here in River Falls, Wisconsin. Once again, I'm your host, Tom Riddell, and Robin Eduardo is taking a break this week for the holiday, and we will see her back here next Monday at 7 p.m. Central Time on the Writer's Lounge, Blog Talk Radio. Next up is also from the Chris Silver Band, and it's called Everything Can Wait. Sometimes gives us a message that sometimes in the morning, we can wait till the morning because all things can change. And here is Everything Can Wait. Be right back to interview one of the people here. Ready, Bruce? Okay, there was Everything Can Wait. Once again, that is the Chris Silver Band, and my name is Tom Riedel. I'm your host today on the Writer's Lounge Blog Talk Radio, show number 30th, and this is September 3rd, 2012, and this is Labor Day. And with me right now is one of the people who frequent this location here at the Coffee House, and his name is Bruce. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio show, Bruce. You can speak.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to ask you, what do you like about Earth Angels Coffee House? What is it that brings you here?
The sense of community, I think, is really the main thing. The music, of course.
You live around here, Bruce?
I do. I actually live in Hager City, but I went did my graduate work here at the university, and my wife's a librarian here in town, and I spend more time here than I do anywhere else.
Right. Very good. You come here for the coffee or the music? What is your favorite?
Well, coffee, of course, can't be beat, but
kinda,
the show
kind of keeps you kind of wide awake sometimes when you need it, like doing what you do. I would imagine you probably have a lot of caffeine that you need to pump into your system.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. And what type of music do you like? What is it that you like about music?
Well, I tend to like a lot of the roots music, folk music, if you will, different types of jazz and things like that. And, of course, that's what they specialize in.
How long ago did you come here? When was the first time you came to Earth Angels?
I think probably as soon as I figured out they were here, not long after they opened, I guess.
Yeah, very good. And I think this is about the only one in this area that you can actually go to, or per se, a coffee house. I know that they must have bars along the strip. I'm not too familiar with the area. But is that pretty much it? I mean, are there any other locations besides maybe a Dunn Brothers or a Caribou that would be around in this area?
Well, for this type of venue, this is as far as I know.
Right.
This type of, community-based, house with music and whatnot. There are other places, of course, but this is the only one
this. It's a homey setting. It actually isn't a home, so you feel at home when you walk in the door. It's not like you're going to a retail establishment. I'm sitting in what probably would be defined right now as a dining room of a house that's seen quite a few years. It's probably got a lot of memories here inside of it. So, Bruce, thank you very much.
Thank you for
speaking up for Rochelle, and you off to buy your book now, are you?
I am buying a book of her poetry, and I'll buy her new book.
I've got that on my coffee table at home, and it's fabulous, so go ahead and pick yourself up a copy of that one, too.
And I'd just like to thank Rochelle for being here and for all the music that she provides.
Yeah, and hopefully we can save her coffee house here.
I sure hope so.
Thanks a lot, Bruce.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, next one up with the political season in swing is called American Dream. And I think you're going to appreciate this if you're getting ready to vote, now in another couple of months. This is a nice little tune, and I think you'll enjoy it. We'll be right back. Thank you. Here we go. Okay, we're back in the Writer's Lounge, and I'm your host, Tom Riddell, and once again, Robin Eduardo. If you're out there, give us a phone call. We'd like to hear from you and to wish Rochelle well here with her coffee house. And we've got people around here. I'm sure you could probably hear them. And you can give us a call once again at 626-213-5613. Or toll free at 877-878-1436. And we have somebody here, hopefully here to interview, and I don't know where Nancy is. Is Nancy around? Nancy, are you out there? She might be out there. But anyway, while we wait for Nancy to sit down here in front of the microphone, I just want to tell you to keep tuning in next Monday at 7 p.m. on the Writer's Lounge show. We will have an author on. Right now, I'm looking at the schedule, and we're going to have to work things out to get that person lined up, so I'm sorry I don't have that information. But you can go over to the Blog Talk Radio site over at tomriddell.com/blog and scroll down there, and all the authors are over there for you to read. You can also listen to the show in the Blog Talk Radio player in the upper left-hand corner of that page. And that's where you will also be able to find this show once it's done. And who I have here with me now is Nancy. And Nancy, I understand you're a good friend with Rochelle, and you're here to help her out today and get her book sold. And hopefully we'll see something happen because of that. And I want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Tom.
Let me ask you here. Maybe I could make it a little bit of a longer interview than the one with Bruce. I can kind of ask you some questions, maybe revealing questions, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Where do you live? Do you live near here?
I live in River Falls.
Okay, and how long have you lived here?
Since 96.
Excuse me. You've been here since 96, okay? So you haven't been here all of your life.
Right.
What do you like about River Falls, first of all? What is it about the community that attracts you?
I love the river. The Kinnickinnick River is a beautiful
asset. Is that the name of it?
Yes, it is. Kinnickinnick. And
oh, really? Okay.
Familiarly called the Kinney.
Okay. Is that like a Native American name?
I'm sure that it is.
Yep. And there's actually a song coming up that has river in its title, so we will be playing that. So when we play that, we can kind of think about that. Now, I'm from Maplewood, Minnesota, and coming over here to Wisconsin, over to the other side of the river, which would be the St. Croix River, I enjoy this town immensely. It's a nice little town, and I'm just trying to give paint a picture for our viewers of what kind of a place this is. This isn't like St. Paul. This isn't like a lot of your ring suburbs around the Twin Cities. It's more of a farmland community, more, I'm not saying farmland, but it's more located out away from the larger cities where you have more of a sense of togetherness, I want to call it.
It is a rural community, and there are farms encircling River Falls, and it has the college here, UW-River Falls, which has a wonderful ag dairy science, and it's a great place to raise kids. I raised my kids here through the River Falls Public School System, which is a very successful school, and I think that the parents and the faculty and staff all come together to offer kids a lot of opportunities for success. And, for example, there is an award-winning marching band at the high school. There are award-winning sports athletes throughout the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids have a lot of chances to be winners.
Right.
And the community really supports them in that. And I think that Rochelle's idea about Earth Angels is that it's a little respite from the harshness of the world. It's a place where you can come and be a neighbor, where people will say, "How are you, Tom? How's your day?" And then they'll actually stop and listen to you.
Right, right, and really mean it sincerely.
Right.
Because this, to me, strikes me once again, when you're in a place like this, which is an older home, and you move in, and then the idea that, okay, I've decided that I want to turn it into a coffee house, to me, it's just amazing. But it speaks, I think, to the heart of who Rochelle is and what she's tried to do here with this place. And I know, obviously, we won't discuss the details, but I know that River Falls has gone through several tragedies as of late. And I think it's important for people to have a place like Earth Angels to come to so they can vent. Obviously, Rochelle talks a lot about love. And that's the emotion that actually launched her into creating this. It's all about love, and I think that's what it's most important. I think River Falls has a lot to give in that respect. So tell me, what is it that you like about this place? Is it the coffee, as I asked Bruce, or is it the bands and the music that you enjoy?
I love the bands and the music. There is a music venue downstairs called the Limestone Lounge, and there are incredibly talented musicians playing here. And what's great about it is that there are older fellows and younger fellows, and they teach each other, and they learn from each other, and they support each other. And the quality of the music that comes out of here is just amazing.
The last time I was here, there was a gentleman, I think, that played a lot of early 60s music, and you could tell that he was connected in a very real way with that era. And then you had a young man, which would be Rochelle's son, who will be on shortly here to interview. And he also did his sort of modern type of music or poetry. And I think that's really cool that you can get both ends of the spectrum together and create something that all the people here can come together and actually enjoy each other and also the music.
Rochelle had T-shirts that say things like "Make tea, not war," and
okay.
I purchased
tea.
One that said "Make music, not war,"
okay.
And I brought it home when I was on a family visit with my siblings, and my sister had it. And when I was looking for a T-shirt when I was visiting with her most recently, she lent it back to me. And really, "Make music, not war" is what I hear from Rochelle as being a central focus of where she's coming from. That if you can communicate with people in a positive way, in a loving way, in a way that's full of the spirit of good things and life, then maybe we can deal with the stress and the anger and the violence and minimize that.
And there's an awful lot of that around today. And it's once again, it's places like this, not just the coffee house, but it's communities like this that give adhesion to places like a coffee house in the community like this. This can be saved by the community, but I also am reaching out to all of the readers and writers in our community of authors who also would like to see Rochelle succeed in this, because we are all writers, we are all people who are creative, and we all, I think, have a lot to offer other people who are going through struggles such as Rochelle has gone through and she's written about in her book. And there's a lot of very interesting and loving people out there, so I'm really hoping that we can make this thing happen. Once again, we want you to go over to lulu.com and purchase her book all about, no, I'm sorry, it's, just draw a blank, The Truth About Me. I almost said The All About Me. That's another book that people have in their homes that they've written in. So I would like everybody to do that. Once again, you go over to the Blog Talk Radio site, to the right-hand side of the page, you will find a link to Rochelle's book. Go ahead and click on that. That makes it real easy to get over there and purchase her book. And Linda, Nancy, sorry about that.
That's all right.
But I would thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being a good friend to Rochelle, and nice to talk to you.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And everybody, we are going to move on with another song here, and it is called Breath, and it's by Mark Keating. And I think a lot of people have to take a breath every now and then to move on with what's troubling them and just sort of settle down here and just see what's important in life. And let me just scroll down and get to that. My computer is giving me a little bit of a problem here. And if I scroll up, where is it here? It's a little difficult finding it, so please forgive me. And I think I'm going to have to try something here. Okay, let's one step at a time. And I'm doing one step at a time here. I'm not even finding the song that I'm looking for. Well, there it is. We'll be back with another interview right after this. Thank you.
Now I've landed, but it feels the same. Different faces, but familiar names.
Okay, that was One Step at a Time by Mark Keating, and that was before or after I took a breath because I couldn't find the song, but I did find the song Breath, and I'll be playing that right now, and then we'll be back to interview a gentleman by the name of Ryan, and he's here eating a bowl of chili, which I will be doing soon too, as soon as I get off this show. We'll be right back. Thank you. All done, Ryan? Okay, here we are back at the Earth Angels Coffee House in River Falls, Wisconsin. This is the Writer's Lounge Blog Talk Radio Show. And with me now is another interviewee. And his name is Ryan. And as I asked Bruce and Nancy before you, Ryan, I'd like to ask you, what is it about Earth Angels that brings you here? What is it that you like about Earth Angels?
The thing I like most about Earth Angels is it's a great place to, it's a community place that you can play music.
Are you a musician?
I'm a musician.
You are, okay.
I'm a performer, or a musician. And
and how often do you play here?
I would say I play here probably every 2 weeks to 1 month.
And what type of instrument band do you play with?
Mainly just guitar and vocals.
Okay.
Yeah, acoustic
style. Acoustic, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so how long have you been doing this?
Playing at Earth Angels?
Yes.
Well, I discovered Earth Angels probably about a year ago. And ever since then, I've gotten to know the people that frequent the establishment. And I've made it a point to show up to open mics whenever I can. And I've even played a couple of shows.
I believe that's on what? Saturday nights, right?
It is on Saturday nights, yes.
Okay.
Saturday nights from 6:30 to 10:30 usually.
Cool. Are you a student here?
I used to be a student here, yep.
Okay, and you moved on? Where do you live now?
Now I live in Bloomington, Minnesota.
Oh, okay. You live over on the other side of the river.
Yep.
Over in Viking country.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, welcome to Pecker country.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I also live over there too, but that's a long trek. You do enjoy coming here and playing, and it means a lot when you can bring somebody from as far away. I'm not saying that Bloomington is far, far away, but for a lot of people to make that trek, I would think that some of them might want to stick around in maybe the Twin Cities area instead of coming this far. And I think it's good. And it says a lot, once again, like Nancy was talking about, is a sense of community that we get here at River Falls and at Earth Angels, that you feel welcome when you walk in the door. There's coffee brewing. You can smell the coffee in the air. You've got chili going. You've got drinks downstairs at the bar, and you've got music. And it's a very welcoming atmosphere. And I think a lot of musicians, creative people, are geared for that more than they would be, for instance, say, playing in just a regular nightclub or a bar where you have people falling off stools and not really enjoying the music, but just listening to the music.
Absolutely. I'd agree 100% with that. And I think Earth Angels is one of the best live venues that I've played at for this type of thing. I mean, if you're an established band and you want to play, you know, shows where you're getting paid hundreds of dollars a night, you know, Earth Angels isn't that kind of venue, but it's an amazing place for people that want to get together and play music with like-minded people.
Right, and jam a little bit and get you know, a little bit of experience from other musicians and how they do it. And are you a writer? Are you a music writer?
I try to, yeah.
You do, okay.
I work on it, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
That's a part that, as we're on a show called The Writer's Lounge, and a lot of people think, well, geez, you know, you're not promoting a book here, you're promoting music. And, well, is that even okay to do on the Writer's Lounge? And I would say, yes, it is, because writing is creative, no matter whether you're writing for a book or you're writing for music. It's something where you have to sit down and actually think about the story of a song. And that's what you do, and that's what a lot of musicians do. And then they come here and sort of spill it out, so other people can hear it, as maybe a poetry writing would, a reading would be done. So I think it's important to keep that in mind, that we're not just book writers, we're music writers too. So thank you, Ryan, so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add, or are you going to go out and buy your book right now? Or?
I already have purchased my copy.
Okay, you got your wallet's already been opened
my
up,
wallet,
right?
Yeah.
And all the cobwebs have flown away. And
I was happy to support the place.
Very good,
it's one
very
of my
good.
Favorite lives. music venues and one of my favorite places to just hang out.
And hopefully we can keep it going. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And you're going back to Bloomington.
Actually, I'm going to be going back to Spring Valley tonight. I'm staying out in Wisconsin
okay.
for a little bit.
All right, well.
I'll be back in Bloomington soon.
Enjoy your trip, and thanks a lot for stopping on the Writer's Lounge.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yep. Okay, folks, there's another interviewee, and he is on his way out now after having a nice bowl of chili here at the Earth Angels Coffee House. I will be interviewing other people here, and I know that there's some people out in the front room here. If you people out there would like to come in here and interview, just come on in and get your name on a list, and we will get to you as soon as we can. And right now, I would like to introduce a band called the Ditch Lilies, and I found this band very entertaining and uplifting, and I think you'll know what I mean when I play the first song. And once again, please be patient because I have a new computer and I'm trying to find the right song that I had queued up earlier, and I found it. It's called I've Got the Railroad Blues, and it's sung once again by the Ditch Lilies. I'll be back right after this. Okay, we're back in the Writer's Lounge, and with me right now is Kathy, and she is here to talk about the coffee house. And Kathy, like I've asked everybody before you, what is it that brings you here? What is it that you like about the Earth Angels Coffee House?
I came here on the grand opening, and I like the, you see, besides the down-home part or
the homey kind of feeling.
Yeah. It also reminded me of my grandmother's house, and there was memories of my mom and I coming here. Now she is deceased as of 2009.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it does hold a whole lot of memories. And
like you say, it's kind of a homey place. Yeah. So when you walk in the door, you don't feel like you're walking into some sort of a retail establishment.
Yeah.
Or something that it feels welcoming.
I feel very much at home.
What are we picking up the aroma today of chili and coffee, I would imagine. The coffee beans are here. And so everything feels like you're sitting in a neighbor's house. And down in the basement, they have music. And you've also been here for that, too.
Yeah.
And how long have you been coming?
ever since their beginning.
Okay, and that was what, 3 years ago? Is that what the show was?
About that.
No. So any comments that you'd like to leave with Rochelle, and any thoughts of...
I just love these people.
Okay, all right.
I feel like, or I have a granddaughter, and I feel like Tristan and Emlyn are my children in a way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and we got some children here right now. So it's everybody from what? Probably 1 to 65, 70 that I've seen around here so far. So it's sort of a come and go as you please kind of place. And it always amazes me, and because it is sort of a place of business, that the door is always unlocked when you walk in.
Yeah.
Because you are walking up onto the front porch of what looks like a house. And the idea of just walking into a house kind of unnerves me a little bit, because you don't know what's going to walk in your door sometimes. But this is sort of a different place. Everybody knows, obviously, that it is a retail establishment, but it's a place of business, and it is also a home. And you brought that to our attention.
I feel very welcome here.
Yeah, it's very good. Well, thank you very much for being on the show, and hope
you
stick around. You know, stick around for the music. It starts in 15 minutes, I think.
I very likely will.
All righty. Maybe we'll see you downstairs. Thanks. Okay, folks, once again, we're getting close to near the end of the program here, and if you would like to call us, you can, on the Blog Talk Radio site. Give us a call and get in here and give us your thoughts and what you feel about the Earth Angels Coffee House, where you would like to see it go. And also, once again, go over to the Blog Talk Radio site. On the right-hand side of the page, if you scroll down, you will see Rochelle's book there, and you click on the name of her book, and it'll take you to lulu.com, where you can purchase the book. And I believe the purchase price is $18. And we really, really would really like all of you out there who are listening, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening on an archive, to please support Rochelle and keep this coffee house open, because we need this place open. And everybody here today has been just wonderful. And now what I would like to do is I would like to get into the name of the group that will be playing here in another probably 10 minutes. Their names are the Anonymous Angels, and it sort of fits. It's, it kind of has kind of a rap flavor to it, but it's hooking up with our divine power in these modern times. So it's a little bit different, but it does have good lyrics, and we will be listening to them live, as I said, in another 10 minutes. But we want to give you a taste of what they're like here now over the Blog Talk Radio player. And once again, please... I apologize for the sound quality of some of these songs. Don't sound just quite right. But the first song that I would like for you to listen to is called God Grant Me the Serenity. Once again, this is the Anonymous Angels, and we'll be back right after this.
Over. is up and all they see is a meal. And everyone runs a similar direction. The word love takes a real unfamiliar face. You need an example waiting till you get hit with a shame. Nobody comes to save you.
Okay, that was God Grant Me the Serenity, and we're back on the Writer's Lounge Show. I'm your host, Tom Riddell, and with me right now is one of Rochelle's sons, and you would be Mike, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And Mike, can you tell us, like everybody else did, what have you gotten out of Earth Angels Coffee House? What is it that, obviously, you live here, right? I mean, it's part of your life. What is it that connects you to this place?
I don't know, I'd say the music scene has been the most connection I've made.
Okay. And you are a musician also.
I'm a poet.
Poet, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good connection.
Yeah, definitely.
You got something you can share with us?
I don't have anything on
okay.
me right now.
All right, okay. But I have heard you work before, and this was a couple of weeks ago, I think, that I came here that I heard you. And how often do you perform?
I don't know. I mean, I try to perform like a couple times a month at my mom's open mic. Otherwise, just for friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about what is your favorite venue for music? What is it that you like the most? Your favorite band?
Like altogether?
The band? Type of music that you like?
Hip hop.
Okay.
Spoken word, alternative, probably indie hip hop. Atmosphere is probably my favorite artist.
Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere and Greaves.
Okay, are they local?
They're from the Twin Cities.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
And they have come here before?
No.
They haven't. Okay.
No, they're pretty big.
All right. So it wouldn't really fit this venue. It's kind of small.
Maybe one day, but yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, is there anything that you'd like to say to your mom? You have the power of radio right now that you can do that with. If you'd like to express your feelings for your mom as far as her book and what she's doing to try to save the coffee house?
I don't know. I guess I love her. She's the best mom I could ever ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Read her book. She's definitely been through a lot, and I don't know where we're at now. Just doesn't even compare to where her life was.
Right.
At one point.
And have you read her book?
I haven't. But
yet.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, there's Mike. Mike, thanks for being on the show, and
yeah,
we hope that you are successful with what you're doing with your stuff.
Definitely.
And, you know, keep doing it. Don't give it up. It's a great thing what you're doing for your mom here also and supporting her, and I really appreciate that. So I see the room is filling up a little bit of people that are kind of looking over here. We have about 5 minutes left in the show. If anybody else would like to interview, you're next.
Okay.
And just step right up to the mic here and introduce yourself, and we'll get going.
All right. My name is Dawn Huberty, and
okay.
Nice I live here
Dawn.
In River Falls. Hi, nice
okay.
to meet you.
And how long have you lived in River Falls?
Since about 2005.
Okay. So it hasn't been a long period of time, but it has been long enough for you to connect
yep.
with the community.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the coffee house that you like?
I love the coffee.
Okay.
I love the people that come here, and, of course, Rochelle and her daughter and her baby. They're like my third favorite
okay,
reasons for
all right.
coming.
The kids are fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
You see them crawling around here, and
mm-hmm.
and once again, it feels like a home. It doesn't feel like just a place to go to hear music or drink coffee. It's obviously, you're not going to get anything like this at Dunn Brothers. You don't
right.
have kids crawling around, and you don't have that sense of being welcome as you do here.
And I also attend a women's circle here on Tuesday.
Oh,
night.
Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That's something that Rochelle hasn't really touched on. What exactly does happen in a circle?
Well, ours is a women's circle, and so we basically, we have maybe a variety of women. Some women come regularly, like myself, and then some come just whenever, and sometimes they come once and never come again. Kind of just a place to share, you know, what's going on with yourself.
Just sort of a vent, right? I mean, you're able to get out of and speak to other people and let them know what's bothering you or whatever.
Yeah.
So they can kind of help you. Sort of like, is there like energy involved here with that?
Well, I guess there kind of is. We use these little things, like maybe a little frog or a little stick. And when you're holding it, it's your turn to talk, and not anyone can interrupt you, which is
okay.
pretty neat. So when it's the next person's turn to talk, you really feel good because it's like your job to listen,
uh-huh.
not to interrupt. And that's sort of how the circle goes. Then
oh.
everyone gets a turn; they get to have the
so
floor.
They get to hold on to the frog or the stick,
yep.
and then that's their cue to let everybody know that person has the floor,
exactly.
per se.
And then
and
you can pass it, or they can pick something else.
You don't accept men in this circle,
not
I
in
imagine.
This one,
okay.
but I do know there is a men's circle.
There is a men's
and
circle,
I believe
okay.
there's maybe a circle for soldiers or
people
oh, in the military.
Very good. Yeah, it's good. That part of it we didn't really touch on, and hopefully at some point in the future we can do that on the Blog Talk Radio show here on the Writer's Lounge. And thank you once again for speaking about the Earth Angels Coffee House. And have you bought the book yet?
I have paid for it.
You have paid for
yep.
it. Okay, you're anxiously waiting.
Yep.
And the shipment, I am told, should be coming within a couple of days. So
yep.
you'll be able to put your hands on it.
Exactly. I'm
and
excited.
Everybody out there also, you can order the book and you'll be able to put your hands on it if you order it. I believe the ordering time through Lulu is 3 to 4 business days, and you'll be able to read Rochelle's book. So that is pretty much it for this show. I have other people here that I think I could do a quick interview with.
Okay.
And then we'll get into some closing songs, and that'll be it.
Well, thanks for your
time. Thank you very much.
Yes, and
nice,
everyone,
nice
please
to meet you.
Come to Earth Angels.
Yes,
the best
please.
Place on Earth.
Yes, exactly. Anybody else would like to say something here?
I'd be happy to. Hi.
I think I've seen you on Facebook.
Yes, I think you
yes.
have. I think you have.
It's a strange world now when you see somebody, you kind of think, well, do I know this person? Well, yes, I know you because
yeah.
I've seen you on
yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. My name is Nellie Moore.
Nellie, nice to
yes.
meet you.
And
don't pay attention
yeah.
to her.
Okay. My name is Nellie Moore, and I am friends with Rochelle now for a little over a year.
Okay.
Have come to Earth Angels now since that time. Rochelle is a wonderful person. The coffee shop is a great place for the community to gather, college students, parents, everything from birthday parties to women's circle, which, and then the women's circle is something that I facilitate. Don mentioned that a few minutes ago, and that is this I am facilitating
okay.
and bring women together in support of one another. We use a talking piece, which is what Don was referring to, and using the talking piece is a way for us to be able to be heard while respecting the other person.
Yep.
Really important
very good.
For us to share. It's non-judgmental. It's about support and looking at what works in our lives, what's positive.
Yeah.
The principles of the talking circle are pretty ancient.
And Nellie, have you bought the book yet?
I have not bought the book yet. It's on order.
Okay.
My name is down to pick it up. I've already had it in my hands and started to look through it, and I'm really excited to
yeah,
have a copy of it.
It's a very interesting book.
It's
I think
powerful.
You're going to enjoy it. She's
powerful.
A very good writer.
She is.
Yes, it is powerful.
Powerful
I think.
Healing story.
So that pretty much ends the show. Thank you, Nellie.
Thank you. Thank
we'll
you.
See you on Facebook around.
Yes, thank you.
And the last song here I'd like to play, the last two songs we move out of the program today, is called Johnny's Song. And the other one would be Hang My Head in the Clouds. And then we will close the program. So thank you, everybody, for being on the Blog Talk Radio Show, The Writer's Lounge. I am your host, Tom Riddell, and I will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. on the Writer's Lounge, and we hope to hear from you then. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. What they say, and she's really the reason.
little Sammy here to do. So when I'm done with this song and the applause, and my mama had my back since day one, and it only made me strong. I love you, ma.
Can you tell me this? Will you honor me? Can your eyes read the writing on the wall? Can you tell me this? Will you let me be? Be the one to turn to when you fall.
The beef and trying to find a way of displaying my worst uncertainties of the victory. So please release your hands and squeeze your hurting me. If you turn me free, just believe I'ma get up and leave. The country turning green, I'm turning these tires at a speed. So smoke will surface like Snoop Dogg when he's burning trees or a pack of days they burn me. Your words of speech, it's always serving these teams. The reason to believe that you work the streets instead of learn to read and earn the green. So you heard me speak, know my words repeat. I'm a surely freak if you ain't heard of me. Working these perfect beats, perfect beats, serving these jerking beats.
Thank you.
not even, I didn't break any.